to do that.
Now, Media Watch, a continuing expose laying bare the structural deficiencies of our national media organ with veteran broadcast journalist Walter Cronkite. Return with me now to the 12th of July, 2001, a day like all days, packed with the pundits who interpret, analyze, and report the great events which impact our lives and who, from time to time, reveal themselves to be the utter saps we long suspected that, in fact, they were. For men over the Media Watch examination journey today, fans at Modesto, California congressman level, we find none other than Newsweek magazine's and NBC's Jonathan Alter, an individual we presumed to be one of America's most savvy and certainly least gullible news hounds, until, that is, the 12th of July. Or it was on the Imus in the Morning program that day that we discovered our old friend was not only not savvy, but in fact had apparently fallen out of the stupid tree and hit every branch on the way down. The I-Man had employed a staff member, news editor Christy Carlo, to pose as a prominent person in the news. In this case, Gary Condit Concubine and Marie Smith. Imus interviewed Anne Marie Carlo Smith ostensibly to ferret out details of her sex episodes with the Randy congressman. At home, correspondent Alter listened intently, awaiting his subsequent guest appearance that morning on the Imus show. Listen as Miss Carlo Smith revealed such details of her relationship with Congressman Condit as...
One of his obsessions is with Congressman Barney Frank, and I always thought that was a little strange. One time he bought me this rubber mask. It looked just like him, and asked me to take a shower with him wearing this mask. He kept dropping the soap and asking me to pick it up. I couldn't breathe in that thing.
Right.
It seemed to turn him on even more.
Alter leans forward, focusing even more intently on his radio, as Anne Marie Carlo Smith added...
He was very into role-playing. I mean, his array of sex get-ups would make Madonna blush. I'm not kidding. Spiky bras, leather pants with the buttocks exposed. I'm not kidding. Give him a pair of those and a cowboy hat and bar the door, Nellie.
Bar the door, Nellie? Well, now, Alter furiously scribbles notes.
By the way, I have been contacted by CBS. I may be going on their next Survivor show. I'm just not sure yet at this point.
And then it's Alter's turn with Imus. He alludes to the just-concluded interview, stunned.
That was a mind-blowing interview. I mean, I didn't know what to make of it. She wants to go on Survivor?
Well?
I mean, she's turning this thing into a farce, and it's not like a normal sex case. You're talking about a young woman's life.
He's stunned. He's stupid. Imus attempts to let him down gently.
Have you ever heard Richard Nixon on the Imus program? That's not really him, Jonathan. He's dead. Okay.
Yes, Jonathan, I'm dead. And flight attendant Anne Marie Christy Carlo Smith did not frolic, so far as we know, in a Barney Frank mask and rubberized pants with a butt cutout, awaiting an audition call from Jeff Probst. Further, as you listen to the Imus show while writing your next cover piece for Newsweek magazine, Jonathan, you should keep in mind the following.
Yes, Alter, Nixon is dead. And what am I, Private?
I believe the General's referring to the fact that you're dead too, sir.
Are you dead, Private? Sound off like you were trying to drive some inane Imus bit through Jonathan Alter's head.
Sir, General Patton's been dead damaged for 56 years. Alter ought to read a paper now and then, sir.
I couldn't agree more vigorously. Ted Kennedy here, Jonathan. And I don't think I'd rush out any Newsweek special issues based on something you hear me say in this particular forum. Let the word go forth from this time and place. It really isn't me. Andy Rooney, Jonathan. You ever feel like when you get up in the morning to shave, there should be this little sign that says, warning, objects in mirror are dumber than they appear? I do. And as, in fact, do I. Sad. For me to watch, and while it may come as a shock, Jonathan, this is not Walter Cronkite. Thank you, you moron, and good night. Now, stay tuned for our exclusive interview with Thomas Jefferson.
That's pretty mean, John.
Did you know General Burns?